Hey, everyone. Welcome to Atlanta at the Vikings Team Hotel. We're actually in an area called Buckhead, just outside of Atlanta. Lots of good college football going on today. We're here in the Team Hotel. We'll find some dinner later. But the primary reason we're here is to break up these Atlanta Falcons. The Vikings play the Falcons tomorrow, noon Central Time kickoff. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, here with me right now to break this thing down and preview the game.
It's a very lively lobby here in
Buckhead. Yeah, it's usually quiet and sometimes dark, and we have to use our cell phones to light it ourselves.
Hey,
not
Coach
here.
Denver, you want to join us Vikings Twitter?
Hey, Coach.
Come on. Just say hi
quick. Come on
just
over
a
here.
Quick hi. Okay,
he's gonna
thank you, Coach.
Skip this one. All right, fine.
He's just totally laser-focused on the game.
Of course he is, because it's a big game.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to feel like a playoff game tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a 50-50 game. I'm not taking a cop-out here. I know the Vikings are slight underdogs. But in putting together this game-calling depth chart and taking in the full week of Vikings practice and reading up and doing a lot of Falcons work, boy, these are legitimately two of the better teams in the National Football League. The Falcons have won three consecutive, scoring 32 points per game during said run. Of course, the Vikings have won seven consecutive, trying to become the first 10-2 Vikings team since 2009. This is really good.
It is really good, and that's why I say we got to break up these Falcons, because they were kind of sleepy early on in the season. Everyone was talking about the Super Bowl hangover for the Atlanta Falcons.
That didn't really happen, though.
It didn't. They woke up.
Yeah, they won three consecutive out of the gate. You know, then, I mean, as it goes in the NFL, and you're an elite football mind, so you know this, is everybody taking this in via Vikings Twitter, Vikings.com, and all this, is after two or three games of play, you get film on teams.
Right.
Now, the new offensive coordinator here is Steve Sarkisian. The new defensive coordinator is former player Marquand Manuel. So after two or three games, clearly they had to get through some stuff during the second quarter of the season where they really struggled.
Yep.
But they have. And this Atlanta team, you know, I think this is the best team we have on the schedule through the final five.
It might be. A lot of team speed. Now, when you look at their offense, a lot of team speed, especially on defense. But when you look at their offense, they're going to get a little punch back in that thing because they got Devonta Freeman coming back.
Yeah.
Devontae Freeman, as you will say tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know what? God bless him, too. I mean, he's really good. Obviously, we hope to put massive L's on him tomorrow.
Right.
But why I say God bless him, he's had three concussions in 18 months.
That's right.
You know, and obviously concussion awareness is big in the NFL. He's had two concussions this season, three in 18 months, man. So, you know, hopefully this guy and everybody are making the right decisions, because that stuff is scary.
Yeah, and the interesting thing from the schematic standpoint is the Falcons are on fire right now. It's 382 yards per game over the last three.
Dang.
Almost 32 points a game over the last three without Freeman. Now Freeman is back. So we'll see how offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian can mix in their star running back into what has already been a good bit so far. Defensively, a couple of guys missing for them, a pass rush that's just okay, but I think the theme we've heard from people is they have a lot of speed on defense.
Yeah, their primary linebackers they use, I mean, they use a bunch of linebackers. That's the bit where you come into games, and most teams, you know, you can settle in on one, two, maybe three linebackers. They use former Gopher Devondre Campbell. They use middle linebacker Deion Jones a lot. He leads them in tackles. Vic Beasley had 15 and a half sacks last year, four this year, five tackles for loss. They have a rookie from LSU named Duke Riley. They like him a lot. They kind of mix him in. And with all of that said, I think they're fastest at the linebacker spot.
Yeah.
And they really are super well respected for having some of the best pass covering linebackers in the NFL.
Yep.
So that means, you know, with Jerick McKinnon, fourth year from Georgia Southern, it's a homecoming for him. They're going to be all over Jerick. They're going to be all over Rudy. You know, they also rush, too. So this is a compelling, compelling battle.
Yeah, it really is. Now, their defense is going to look a lot like the Seahawks defense, because head coach Dan Quinn was in Seattle with Pete Carroll when they constructed that defense. They play a lot of what you would call cover three, a lot of man coverage. So it's going to be fun to watch Diggs and Thielen go against this defense, see if Case Keenum can stay hot. Your favorite depth chart nugget. This is PA's depth chart right here. Okay. Works all week on this thing. My favorite nugget from this game is third downs. Number one third down offense Atlanta Falcons. Number one third down defense.
Love it.
Minnesota Vikings. Yeah. I can't wait to watch the game within the game on third down. What's your favorite?
And by the way, Vikings number two third down offense right behind the Falcons.
That's a good nugget.
So, I mean, we're going great guns right now. Off your question, Mr. Wabi, I think the importance of the Vikings running the ball well is immense in this game. In Atlanta's four losses, the Falcons are 7-4. They've won three in a row. Their signature victories are over Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, at Detroit, and at Seattle. But when they've lost four times, they've given up 154 rushing yards a game.
Okay.
So, and we're running incredibly well right now, specifically with Latavius Murray. Over Latavius's last three games, 4.7 yards per carry. I like that one a lot. In closing, and I'm going to step on my own touchdown call, because not only will you hear this on KFan while I'm calling the game tomorrow, but you'll see it on Vikings Game Day Live when we do our winning formula somewhere in the neighborhood of what would be 10:35 in the morning.
Correct.
Is all week, Wabi and I have fielded questions, followed Twitter. We've heard a lot of local and national stuff about what's going to happen against Julio Jones. He just had 253-2. Is Xavier going to shadow him? How are they going to handle Julio Jones? I'm not going to say I'm offended by it, because there's definitely a talker into the game. I think the A topic in this game is how are they going to handle Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, but specifically Thielen. You know, their best corner, Desmond Trufant, is down. He has two of their three interceptions. Thielen has like 30 fewer yards than Julio Jones. And quite honestly, with more touchdowns, more 100-yard games, and more catches on third down for a team that's won more games, Adam Thielen's having a better season than Julio Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't saying he's a better receiver than Julio Jones. I'm telling you, he's having a better season. So these Falcons better be concerned, and people nationally better recognize they better come up with ways to combat Adam Thielen, maybe even more so than us dealing with Julio Jones.
Yeah, and the Falcons have a nice DB named Keanu Neal. He's not going to be on Thielen. He's going to be in the box. He can make it tough to run, but if the Vikings can find a way to run and use play action, maybe they can get Adam Thielen loose again.
Keanu Neal is their Harrison Smith.
Yeah, he's
only
really good.
He's only in his second year. Seven forced fumbles the last couple of years. That ain't no joke.
At PA on the mic, at Wabi. Make sure you follow the Vikings, at Vikings, of course. The Vikings pregame show on the Vikings Radio Network with Mike Musselman. That starts at 10 a.m. Vikings Game Day Live locally on Fox 9 also begins at 10 a.m. And then, of course, the boom is at noon Central Time. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, will have the call along with Pete Bursich, Greg Coleman, and Ben Lieber. All that stuff coming at you over the next 24 hours. We hope you enjoy it. We hope you stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.